Hello everybody. This is the translation of the message for Sunday, the 31st of August. Why should you become a member? Why is membership important? When does a person become a member of the church? When does a person become a member of the body of Christ? The answer is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For we were all baptized into one body by one Spirit. This verse teaches that the moment you were saved, God baptized you into the body of Christ and brought you into his church. We must understand that there is a difference between the universal church, the universal body of Christ, and the local church, the local body of Christ, in a given city or region. The universal church is made up of all believers regardless of where they live. The local church is made up of believers who faithfully gather in a specific location, such as the church at Corinth greets the church of God established in Corinth. The church at Philippi greets all those who, through their union with Jesus Christ, are members of the holy people who live in Philippi. The church at Thessalonica greets the church, and of course the church here in Bergerac. The jailer at Philippi was saved. At the time he was saved, he became a member of the universal church. He also became an active member of the local church in Philippi, for that is where he lived and met with other believers. He was not a member of the church at Corinth. He was a member of the church at Philippi. The universal church composed of all true believers. Every believer belongs to the universal body of Christ. It is also important for the believer to belong to the local body of Christ, the local church. When a person is saved, they should join other believers in their locality, assuming there is a good church. In Acts chapter 2, verses 41 and 42, we read about people who believed in Christ on the day the church began, the day of Pentecost. These people believed God's words. They received with joy God's message and were baptized. Then they continued to do these four things. They continued in the apostles' teaching. They continued in fellowship. They continued in the breaking of bread. They continued in prayer. The people described in Acts chapter 2 became members of the local church in Jerusalem. As people believed, Acts chapter 5, verse 14, an ever-increasing number of men and women believed in the Lord and joined them. They were added to the body of Christ and also became members of the local church in Jerusalem. Do you want to be part of the Bergerac Church or a good church in your area? Do you want to stay apart from the believers in your area? Or do you want to join them in worshipping God and experiencing Christ-centered fellowship? Early churches kept some kind of membership register. We know that they carefully recorded the number of believers, as we read in Acts chapter 1, verse 15. About 120 were there. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. About 3,000 were added to the number of believers. Acts chapter 4, verse 4. The number of believers was nearly 5,000. Special records and lists were also kept in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 9. Listed with the widows, or listed. Why should a person become a member of a local church? Why is it important? Some might say, I am a believer in Christ and I am already a member of the body of Christ. Why then do I need to become a member of the local church? Why is membership in the local church necessary if believers are already members of the body of Christ? There are at least three important reasons why a believer should be a member of a local church. Firstly, membership in a local church means identification. By joining a church, you identify with a group of believers and become part of the team. If you were to go to a rugby match, you would notice the difference between those who are mere spectators and those who are truly members of the team. One team member is proud to be part of it. I'm a member of the Bordeaux Beglers team, for example. I wear the jersey and I'm proud to be a member of this team. I want to be part of this success and be one of the 15 members who help the team achieve its goal. What greater ambition could we have today than to identify ourselves with a group of people seeking to glorify God in a specific region? What greater prize could we desire than to hear these words before the judgment seat of Christ? Good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your master. One of the ways we identify with Christ is when we are baptized. Believer's baptism is simply the outward manifestation of an inward change that has taken place. When we have acknowledged before God that we are guilty sinners in the eyes of a holy and righteous God. Baptism is our first identification, our first testimony to the word of this magnificent change that has taken place in our lives. Perhaps I am speaking today to someone who has never taken this step. This step of identifying with the Lord Jesus by showing the world this change that has taken place in our hearts. It was a joy to learn that Manuel and Celine had taken this important step in their Christian lives. First and foremost, a member of a local church must be a believer. He or she must know Jesus Christ as Saviour. Therefore, when a person becomes a member of a local church, they are identifying themselves as a true believer. They are saying, I want everyone to know that I am saved and that I belong to Christ. Because I am saved, I want to be an active and involved member of this local church. A good Bible-believing church usually has a statement of faith or a doctrinal statement. We have one here in Bergerac. The purpose of such a statement is to let people know exactly what the church believes and to highlight God's truth so that other true believers can adhere to it and say, Amen. Believers defend what the statement says, and the statement defends what God says. Believers must say, Amen, to what God has said. Thus, believers publicly witness with other believers in the local congregation. The doctrinal statement explains what the church believes about salvation, the Bible, Christ, the Holy Spirit, sin, and other important doctrines taught in the Bible. When a person becomes a member, they identify with the church and what the church believes. It says, I want everyone to know that I believe what this church believes, and that this church believes what God says in the Bible. I believe in the Bible and I believe exactly what God has said. What God has said on certain key issues is reflected in this doctrinal statement, which is based on the Bible. Today, Manuel and Celine both testified of their desire to identify with the church here in Bergerac. Secondly, being a member of a local church means commitment. A word that isn't really in many people's vocabulary. Unfortunately, we live in a time when very few people are truly committed to anything. The big idea today is, I'll do what I want when I want. Students aren't committed to their studies. Many workers aren't committed to doing a good job. Many are only concerned with making money and often do mediocre work. Many would rather be lazy than work hard. I would say that commitment is an important part of our witness. True commitment is rare today, and unfortunately we sometimes see this attitude towards the church. It's one thing to visit a church or attend services, but it's another to commit to that church. When a person becomes a member of a local church, they are saying, I belong to this church and therefore I am committed to it. As a member of the church, I have certain responsibilities that I must fulfil faithfully. If we all did what we wanted, when we wanted, imagine the chaos and disorder that would reign. If we commit to something, it becomes a priority and not just an extra when I feel like it. I know someone who belongs to a local church and, despite his professional obligations, makes arrangements to attend services and gives up his hobbies, spending time with family and friends, because of his commitment to the local church. Here's a simple illustration. Tom and Robert are friends. Tom often visits Robert and spends time at his home. When he is there, he sometimes helps Robert with things. But Tom is not part of Robert's family. He's just a friend, and Tom is a visitor. It is different for Robert because Robert belongs in that house. Robert must commit to this house because he is a member of the family. Robert has certain tasks and responsibilities he must fulfill to ensure the home is what it should be. The same is true in the church. There are many people who visit the church, attend it, and are friends with it. They may even help the church in various ways, such as volunteering for various church tasks, which is great, but these people are not committed in the same way that church members should be. Here's another illustration. Think of a man and a woman who decide to live together even though they are not married. It's sinful and wrong, but it's something people do. In this type of common law relationship, there is no real commitment. If things don't go well, it's very easy to leave and find another. It's very easy to leave and find another place to live. Marriage is quite different. Marriage is a commitment made publicly before God and many witnesses. If things don't go well for two married people, they cannot easily separate. They remain married unless certain legal steps are taken, such as divorce. It's the same in the church. Some people come to church without any commitment. They can leave and quit the church whenever they want. This is not the case for a member. The member has made a public commitment before God and many witnesses. As we saw today, the church member must be committed to the church, and the church must be committed to that member. We must remember that people come to church for different reasons. The doors of the church are open to all who want to enter. Some come out of curiosity, others come because they are interested, still others come because they are searching for something. Many of those who come do not yet know the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. Some people walk through the doors of the church even though they don't really want to come. Perhaps they come because their parents take them. A young man may attend church because he's interested in a young woman who attends, or a young woman may be interested in a young man. These are just a few of the reasons people come. This should help us understand that many of those who walk through the doors are not committed to the Lord and the local church, his local church. When a person becomes a member of the local church, they are saying this: I want everyone to know that I attend this church because I believe in what it teaches. I am saved and I want to grow in the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Because you have tasted that the Lord is good. I'm not just a curious onlooker. I'm not just a visitor. I'm an official member. I'm part of the team. Unfortunately today, churches become like a fast food restaurant for many, like a McDonald's or Burger King drive-thru. We look at the menu and try one of the dishes on offer. Then the following week, I try another fast food restaurant and taste something different. If I have better things to do, I don't bother. I go online, order something and have it delivered to my home by Uber Eats or a similar service. I'm sure that you get the idea. No commitment. We simply let our emotional needs rule our lives. Thirdly, being a member of a local church means serving. A healthy member is a member who serves. Some people come to church for what they can get: good teaching, the blessing of being with Christians, etc. But a committed member comes to church not only to get, but also to give. Not only to be served, but also to serve. Not only to be helped, but also to help. In our church, there are certain things that are not allowed for people who are not members. These include being part of the church leadership team, leading Bible studies or home groups, leading the youth group or Sunday school, etc. All things that are important for the spiritual well-being of those who attend the church. Are there valid reasons not to become a member of a good local church? A true believer belongs to the family of God. We should have a desire to identify, engage, and serve. Look at what John says in his epistle. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. Pascal emphasized this point last week, that what we do is motivated by love. First of all, for our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and then by our love for one another. A few weeks ago, René spoke to us about division. Although people create different labels, different types of people, the Bible simply classifies us as those who are part of the worldwide Church of God, and those who are not. The cross divides. Each of us is born a sinner, but by God's grace, some of us have turned to God to ask forgiveness for our sins and are now sinners saved by God's grace. To summarize the challenge today is this. Are you ready to identify, commit, and serve here in Bergerac or in your local church when you return home? Let's be realistic about our Christianity. Let's become people on fire for God. Consider what the Lord said in Revelation to the church at Laodicea. You are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other. But because you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. Let's not let the Lord see us that way. Only you know your heart before God. We have a little booklet that explains how to become a member of the church here in Bergerac. If you feel the Lord speaking to you about church membership, baptism, or salvation, do not hesitate to contact one of the members of the pastoral team who will be happy to give you more explanations and help, and help you make these important decisions in your Christian journey. If you forget everything I said today, remember these three words: identify, commit, serve. Amen.